Patient's name is Jason Holston, first name J-A-S-O-N, last name H-O-L-S-T-O-N. Date of birth is 3/19/1972. Date of service 5/16/2022. History of present illness. This 50-year-old male presents to the clinic complaining of pain, pressure in his maxillary sinuses, right over his cheekbones, more prominent in the right side for the past 2 days. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current med, denies, medical history, hypothyroid, hypogonadism, surgical history, gastric bypass, and left leg surgery, social history, denies drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROSC, HPI, vital signs, blood pressure 140 over 49, heart rate 70, respiratory 18, temp 98.1, O2 98, and he weighs at 311 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, morbidly obese, H-E-E-N-T. His mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl. He does have pressure in his maxillary sinuses. It is worse on the right side. He also has sensitivity to dentation on the upper right side. Bilateral tympanic membranes intact, no erythema to the posterior pharynx, neck negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even in labor, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin swarm dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan. Number 1, acute sinusitis, and number 2, dental abscess. Patient will have a shot of Rocephin here in the office, and then I will write him a prescription of Tylenol 3 to take every 4 to 6 hours with just a quantity of 20, and then a prescription of Augmentin to take twice a day for 10 days, and a prescription of Motrin 800 milligrams to take every 6 hours as needed for pain, quantity of 30. Patient's PMP was reviewed. He is a candidate to get this prescription. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, he will return to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Once patient's finished with the antibiotics, he will also follow up with a dentist if necessary. The patient does agree with this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.